Tokyo's government has reported an increasing spread of COVID-19 since May in neighborhoods where the sex industry is active. Now, officials have released some coronavirus education videos starring and targeting workers of the so-called red light areas. In the videos, the young men and women question a doctor. What kind of symptoms can a young COVID-19 patient expect? Asks one performer. How often should we sanitize our hands? Says another. The videos are 7 to 8 minutes long. Some of the questions are simple and can be answered with a simple yes or no. Other questions seek more detailed answers, such as steps to take to avoid coronavirus, or an explanation of treatments and costs of COVID-19. The doctor in the videos gives advice to operators of red light stores and social gathering places. He suggests they check each customer's temperature before permitting them to enter any public establishment. He also says seats should be separated by a safe distance, and he advises people against drinking out of the same container, a traditional activity in some businesses. Tokyo has seen new COVID-19 infections of more than 200 a day in 4 of the last 6 days. That is extremely small compared to outbreaks in cities in several other countries. But the spread in Tokyo is breaking city records. The majority of new infections are among people in their 20s and 30s, with few or no signs of the disease, making it hard for public health workers to investigate the spread. The Tokyo government has targeted red light areas for aggressive coronavirus testing programs. It also is urging businesses to observe public health safety guidelines connected to COVID-19. Japanese Economy Minister Yasutoshi Nishimura has warned that nightclubs could be closed if they do not follow the rules. I'm Susan Shand.